In our next segment, we hear from Tatiana Scott and Cynthia Solis Aguilar, students in the Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies at SUNY Albany. They worked with their fellow students to produce radio pieces about race, class, and cultural identity that air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
My name is Tatiana, and this is
Cynthia.
And I'll be asking Cynthia a couple of questions. So, Cynthia, what do you identify as?
I identify as an activist, a feminist, an artist, a Latina, and yeah, that's it.
And how do you think your identity affects your experience at the university?
Well, there's a lot of students that, you know, come from the same background as I do, and it doesn't really, it makes me feel more included because, especially because I'm in the UP program, I can like connect with more people from my own background. So yeah.
And how else outside the EOP program do you feel included at the university or maybe excluded?
So outside the program, I take part in like a couple of organizations, like for example, the Fuerza Latina program, and there we can like talk about our differences and like our similarities and stuff like that.
And in Fuerza Latina, do you think that they're accepting of other people, like other people of different identities that don't just identify with being a Latina or Hispanic?
Definitely. I think, you know, if you're not Latina or don't identify as Latina, Latino, you could go in, you could sit, and then you could just like listen. They accept anybody and like they don't discriminate, so that's the beauty of it.
And how do you think this club represents decoloniality?
The fact that they don't like turn people away just because they're not, they don't like identify as Latino, Latina, I think that they're very open to other people, and like you can go in and you can learn about different cultures different from yours and stuff like that.
Interesting. And you also said that you're an activist, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what programs are you active in?
Not really programs. I was very interested in like the Black Lives Matter movement, the March for Our Lives movement. That one is basically like where students from like elementary, high school, middle school, they walk out and like they basically like protest, but for their life basically, because there's been a lot of shootings in schools, so you know nobody should feel like they're in danger just for simply going to school. So that's very important to me.
And do you feel like you're ever in danger at the university?
I mean, it is an open campus, you know, anything could happen, but I think if we keep like fighting for our rights and stuff, then we should be good.
Interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
That's it.
Okay. So now I have Cynthia interviewing me, Tatiana.
All right, so how do you identify as?
I identify as a feminist, a dancer, a mathematician, and I would say an activist as well.
So, culturally, how do you identify as?
I identify as a Jamaican American.
Okay, so how do you think that your culture affects your experiences at SUNY Albany?
I feel like outside the Jamaican American or Jamaican organizations, I still feel included because I know I'm not the only Jamaican on campus. And even if I were, I feel like now that people are being educated on being more accepting of other cultures and identities, that people understand my point of view and like basically where I'm coming from sometimes.
So when you first came to SUNY, did you try to find people similar to you, or did you just kind of let it flow?
Honestly, I did try to find people similar to me because I know, like, in high school, like, everyone that identified with the same, like, identity or culture stuck together. Like, I know whites stuck with whites, blacks sticks with blacks, and Asians stuck with Asians, and Latinos and / Latinas stuck with Latinos and Latinos.
So did you find it hard to fit in at SUNY when you first came?
I would say, I feel like yes, because people, they do stick with one another because they feel more comfortable with that, with someone of their same identity. Like, for example, if I had a group full of friends and I had two black friends and two white friends, like, I feel like I honestly feel more comfortable opening up and getting personal with my black friends because I feel like they could relate more. Like, I feel like if I were to open up to one of my white friends, then they wouldn't understand where I'm coming from. And I honestly think that's because, like culturally, like, whites and blacks are raised differently, so of course they're not gonna understand everything that you put out there or like tell them about, but it's your job to explain to that other person like what you mean and like your point of view so that they understand, and vice versa.
That's very true. So did you ever find yourself changing something about yourself, like the way you act or like the way you carry yourself, to feel more included in like the campus life and stuff like that?
Most definitely. I mean, before I got to this university, I was really, I guess, can't find the word right now to describe it, but I guess I would just say I really like stuck to myself or stuck to people that were more like me. But now that I'm being educated, I'm being more open and, you know, like, learning about other identities and cultures, I'm more accepting of having different types of friends, like white friends, Hispanic friends, Asian friends. Like, I have a comparison to, like, fall semester, I would say. I mostly had African-American friends, but as the spring semester started and, you know, it's near the end, I say I made more diverse friends now.
All right, so that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for your time, Tatiana.
Okay, thank you.
That was students Tatiana Scott and Cynthia Solis Aguilar of the University at Albany Department of Latin American, Caribbean, and U.S. Latino Studies. Student productions about race, class, and cultural identity air every week right here on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.